Hello, and welcome to Housewives on Housewives. I am Becky.
And I am Raquel.
And go ahead, Raquel.
Oh dear. And we're very much out of practice, but this is season 11, episode 3 of the New Jersey Housewives. Guys gone wild. Okay, let's just get it all out of the way so that our audience doesn't think that we've lost our minds. So, like, we're still trying to get used to doing this from afar. It's a little hard. We're all confused. We can't get our dates down. And we have, now that we're doing it in two separate houses, we have to watch the noise on each side. And it's just a lot. But we're not going to let this stop us. And thank God we're not videotaped, because we both look like we've just, you know, been, like, had a heart attack. So
I look like what?
No, we both look like deer caught in the headlights. You know, we're just like, I can't. Anyway, if you like what we're doing, we keep forgetting to say this, Becky. Subscribe, rate, and review.
That's right.
And yeah. Go to our Instagram and give us comments.
Wherever you podcast, Housewives on Housewives. I noticed the taglines for the first time.
Me too. I actually wrote that. This is the first time that I've heard the taglines. I don't think they're that good. And then I thought Becky will probably write them down.
You know what? I have a note. Look them up.
Thank you.
I did not look them up. Gosh, but I do remember thinking how full of themselves they are, which is pretty typical with these housewife taglines. But
some of them are kind of clever, but I didn't enjoy these as much. Like, at least there's one or two that I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I can't remember really being blown away by any of them.
Yeah. Well, I'll look them up and we'll talk about them next time in detail.
All right.
Let's just touch on Dallas for a second, because I just watched that one. I'm kind of loving Dallas. I don't know. There's some real likable people. You know who I really like is Tiffany, the new girl.
Oh, my God. I love Tiffany.
You do?
I love her. And you know what I love best about her? Do you know that her, I can't remember which one's which, but like, her maiden name is Moon and her married name is Sun.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Plus, I think she's adorable.
Aunt, whose maiden name is Ford, and her married name, same as my maiden name, Carr.
Uh-huh. One of my very best friends growing up dated a girl named Crystal Flood for like 2 years, and then dated a girl named Debbie Drought for 2 years.
No. Yeah. No.
I thought that was funny.
Wait. Yeah, that is Debbie Drought. What a name.
It's like, I know, Debbie Drought and Crystal Flood. You got to don't sue me for some reason. But yeah. I'm loving Dallas. I'm Stephanie always just makes me want to hug her. She's so sweet.
I do like Stephanie and I love Tiffany. And you know what I realized? I don't miss Leanne.
Oh my God. I'm so glad that bitch is
so glad she's gone. She was just like toxic.
She like made it to where, like, we love these bitches, Andy. We get it. We want to see them fight, but we don't want to see evil people.
Right.
And that's what she was.
Which is what Teresa's leaning towards, or has.
She's so going in that way. Also, one last shout out to Cameron, who I hated for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of upset that she's upset that Tiffany corrects her English, but I'm going to keep on doing that because I don't want my friends to sound stupid. So sorry if you feel dumb right now. You can feel dumb right now while your close friend corrects you, or you can feel dumb for the rest of your life as people walk away from you rolling their eyes going, oh my God.
I know. I'd rather be corrected than like, oh yeah, that's pretty bad.
Me too.
So back to New Jersey. I just had to mention Dallas because I'm really enjoying it right now.
Me too.
Okay, so Teresa and Jen, the ladies are still away.
Yeah. What is it, day two? Day three? Day
yeah. Two, maybe. Something on a lake. Georgetown Lake.
St. George Lake.
So the next morning, Teresa and Jen take a walk. Melissa's making breakfast. A little greasy never hurt nobody. A little greasy bacon never hurt nobody.
Agreed. But how does she not know to cook her bacon in the oven by now? We've probably talked about this. Like, every time I see her frying something in a frying pan, like with a fork, I feel like her whole hand's going to catch fire. Just put it in the oven.
I know.
Yeah. She's like, I'm just making some scrambled eggs. Eat if you want.
Whatever. Yeah. So her and Lexi are talking. So Margaret's on the phone with Joe, and she says, Jackie's not here. I wish Teresa never exposed the rumor at Jackie's party. I'm trying to have a conversation with Teresa. Everyone is. Now Teresa is hyper-focused on the analogy. I'm glad it's become like a thing, the analogy.
It has, and I hope that you guys appreciated our last episode title, which I named Analogia, and I don't know why no one's thought of that before, but yeah, like, it's totally the analogia. Don't make any analogias. But yeah, she's talking to Joe. I wrote the same things down. We must be on the same page this episode. What do you think about the tie-dyed clothing they're all wearing?
Tie-dyed? You mean the sweatshirts that, what's her name, brought?
Marge brought, but like, Melissa's in a tie-dyed, I kind of love it all.
You know what? It's what's in the stores right now.
Like, is it really?
You haven't been to a store in a year, Raquel.
Yeah, how do you know? You haven't been to a store near either.
Yes, I have. Oh, I have. I've been to Target.
A clothing store? Oh, okay.
I have been to a handful of clothing stores, yes. I haven't done much shopping, but I have done a little, yes.
And tie-dye is the latest thing?
Not that I do much shopping anyway. There is, I mean, if you go into Target, which is like total trend, I mean, half of it's tie-dyed and half of it's sweatpants.
Well, sweatpants, yeah, I can totally see.
And it's tie-dyed sweatpants. It's what's in.
You know what's funny? When Dave and I were super, super poor, one Christmas, we had like no money to buy presents.
Yeah.
So we tie-dyed stuff for the entire family. And my niece had just been born and it ended up being super cute. My brother-in-law's a doctor and his wife is a nurse. My niece was about a year old. So everyone got tie-dyed stuff. You know, my mother-in-law probably got a tie-dyed robe, whatever. But we tie-dyed a little onesie for my niece. Aww. And then we tie-dyed scrubs for my brother-in-law and his wife. And their staff loved it. They were like, that's so cool.
Yeah. But so dude, really, it's so in style right now. Like, you could make a killing off of tie-dyed scrubs right now, I bet.
And it's fun to do. But anyway, back to the story. I'm kind of drunk, so pardon my, I'm going to be a little off. Anyway, Melissa suggests that they continue. She's talking to the crew. They're all eating breakfast. And she's like, let's
Wait, Margaret comes in and says, you know, I love a bacon.
Not any bacon, a bacon.
A bacon.
Not the bacon.
So you say Melissa says.
Melissa was like, listen, we had a really good time last night. Let's continue on with that vibe.
Okay.
And Teresa is super on board with that. Wait, no, she's absolutely not on board with that. Such a fucking, I've decided I'm not going to apologize to Jackie. I already have. And if she doesn't like it, she can stick it up her ass.
Right.
And I just went, wow, that's giving. That's sweet.
Yeah, and Dolores is kind of like getting annoyed because Dolores did tell Teresa on the way to the lake house, listen, Teresa, I'd be mad at you for saying this, but not being willing to say where you heard this information. But now
she flips the script.
Yeah, well, I feel like everyone's just freaking annoyed. Like, no, like, neither Teresa nor Jackie are willing to bend at all to like work this out. And so I feel like she's just so annoyed. And she's like, you know, go home and ask your husband if the rumor's true. He says, yeah, now I'm leaving. And Dolores is like, that would be a reason to be upset. Like,
but come on, if the situation were reversed, she would be like, you don't fucking talk about the family. I kind of, that's not Dolores's MO because she's usually pretty level-headed.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like she was, like, I'm sorry, if somebody spread a rumor at a party that I was at that my husband was cheating on me, there would be so many bodies to bury, it wouldn't be funny. Like, that's bullshit. Like, if some bitch, you know, came in and pulled that shit, well, wouldn't you be pissed? Like, wouldn't you be pissed? Like, I know it's not true, but still, it's like, why are you doing that? That's so fucking mean.
Well, there's one thing, I understand, like, having to meet with the person and saying, look, this is bull crap. Like, you should have come to me. You need to tell me what you heard and who you heard it from, you know, or there's no point in, like, spreading this at my party nonetheless. And if, like, that's where the problem is, but then, like, being separated and making everyone else listen to you, like, both sides of it, like,
yeah,
is annoying.
You're right. You're right. They made it into a thing.
Lisa joined this, like, event and is, like, exhausting everyone.
I mean, and also, like, hypocrisy is what is the lifeblood of the New Jersey Housewives. So,
oh,
you know,
gosh. Right?
Okay, we get it. So anyway, like, they decide not to talk about it anymore, at least for the time being.
They're heading out to a boat trip, and Melissa's like, just day attire, correct?
Okay. That's what I said, too. As opposed to what? Like, what the fuck? You're from Jersey. Day attire? Like,
you're going on a boat. Like,
oh my God.
No, wear your cocktail dress.
No, yeah. This is actually a red carpet tiki boat ride.
What is
You've heard of those.
What is day attire as opposed to, like, something you would wear on a boat?
Well, I don't know. Since the fucking coronavirus hit, day attire is what I wake up in and what I go to sleep in, which is the same fucking outfit weeks in a row. So yeah, I am like day, night, breakfast, lunch, snack, evening.
I know.
But by the way, let's talk about her outfit. She's dressed like is day attire to Melissa mean you dress like an 8-year-old child?
You've always said that about Melissa, like she's wearing her daughter's clothes. I don't remember what she was wearing.
It was like a cute little top and then like little matching shorts. But I swear to God, I had that outfit when I was in the first grade.
I remember.
It's like a little blousy top.
Matchy top and bottom.
Yeah. And I was just kind of flabbergasted that she didn't realize she was like, an actress whose agent won't give up on her. It's like, you could still get those 15-year-old parts. Here, let's just put you in this little baby doll pajama set. And it's like, but you still look like a grandma. Not that she looks like a grandma, but it was so ridiculous to me. It just looks so ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So they're talking about the guys getting together, and Margaret says, my Joe better not drink because the last time he was gorged.
Okay, wait. Well, before that, Teresa's wanting to hit the booze before they even leave the house.
Yeah, they do.
And I love it. I'm not judging. God knows my saying is it's 5 o'clock a.m. somewhere. So, yeah, I'm totally. And then she tries to kill my sex life again with, I want to go like this with someone. And then she sticks the half of her strawberry into Dolores's mouth.
I know, and Dolores, like, receives
that
it well.
That was like they practiced it, right?
I don't think they did. I think Dolores is just always on cue for that kind of thing.
She's got it good.
I think that's just Dolores. She's just hot and ready.
But I do love when they do bring up the husbands getting drunk. And who said the last time Joe got gorged? Oh.
Last time he got gorged, and we have to watch Joe throw up again.
But
Margaret Scorga.
It is made up it's made up with the fact that we also get to see Joe Gorga fall through that glass door.
Yes. Yes, I know. I was like, oh, this is Raquel's favorite. You know, I was like, where are they? And I was like, oh my God, they're at Danielle's wedding.
Oh, is that where it was?
Yes.
That's
yes. Remember
right.
Traveled? Remember like what a
yes. Show that- yes. Oh. Now I remember.
That was so awful.
I rewound it 3 times and then rewound it again. I was like, homie, please watch my favorite Housewives thing ever.
I know, but Dolores said you don't keep up with the Gorga. They're a different breed. And Jen said Bill enjoys getting Gorgified. So I guess it's Joe and Melissa that can just party. Like, they're...
Yeah, poor Eyebrows. They do a flashback of Eyebrows being brought in like a wounded soldier. Remember that?
Gosh, I do. Oh. Bless him.
All right. So we get to the restaurant, and Becky, here's where you come in for my notes. Melissa orders the drink special of the day, which is a blackberry refresher. And when they bring that to her table, I'm just like, when we get back to normal, I'm going to need you to make one of those for me.
I don't remember what it looks like, but it sounds like some sort of, do you think it's like a wine, like spritzer?
I don't know if it's like a blackberry flavored vodka with some salt. I don't know, but it was all icy. And I was just like, when it gets hot, that looks so good.
Yeah. I bet it is like a fresca kind of agua fresca. Oh.
It looks delicious.
Yum. That sounds good. I'm up for that. So Melissa's talking about Antonio having a boyfriend and how Melania's like, you need to be nicer to Antonio's boyfriend. He doesn't even pressure to have sex, and everyone has sex. And I'm just like, they're talking about 14-year-old girls.
Well, I mean, they get into this later, but like, I don't know. I wasn't that old when I lost my virginity. I was more amazed that Teresa didn't get all defensive, saying like, Melania doesn't, would never say that.
She does. Well, she didn't say she'd never say that, but I do feel like there was like a consensus from the young mother, like the mothers of the young children, like, oh, they're not really there yet. Like, they're good girls. I was just like, we'll see.
I just am sad. I'm glad I'm not a mom, and so thankful I never had girls.
Well, it's crazy. What's crazy to me is Melissa says she doesn't want to talk to her kids about sex because her mom didn't talk to her, and she's happy with the way she turned out.
Well, she clearly doesn't have a lot of self-confidence issues, our Melissa.
But I mean, even outside that, she's just like, oh, they'll figure it out. Like, my mom didn't talk to me, and I was, you know,
not. Well, but she did come back and say, like, but I didn't have the internet where her kids can Google.
No, she said, I'm going to have to talk to her because they have way too much access. And
that would be terrifying for me.
No, thank God she's going to, because she needs to.
They introduce, this is going to be a later thing, I think, in the season. They show Teresa's realtor calling about selling her house. And they kind of introduce her because, listen, people, we are going to hear a little more about this realtor stirring shit because we've already seen it at the end of this episode. But anyway, I want to get that in there.
Yes. Okay, Dolores says there was a time when she couldn't leave her man's side because she was afraid he would cheat on her.
Yeah, I can see that for Dolores, but what surprised me was Melissa was like, me too. And it's like, Joey Gorga is never going to, what are you talking about?
Well, I think she was saying, like, I don't think she really is afraid Joe's going to go cheat on her, but she was saying, like, she gets another issue out of it. And Margaret agreed, like, when she goes out, it's more the men who are jealous. And so they're like, oh, you're going out? Like, well, then we're going to go out, and we're going to go out harder, you know?
Yeah.
I can go out too. You know how otherwise he'd be like, yeah, I'm staying home with my family. It's like, oh, mama's going out. Well, daddy's going out too.
That just all seems weird to me.
No, it was kind of weird. It was kind of weird and very immature for like as old as.
Hello. And how long they've been married?
Well, and Dolores said there was a time. I don't think she's in that place anymore.
I don't think so either. So, but then they, that brings up the fact that Joe, and I didn't even understand this story. Joe went to a strip club with his sister, met his sister.
But no, I think what happened was they were out partying, having drinks somewhere, And the party just went down the street and into the strip club. And he,
what's the time frame, though? That's what I'm curious about.
Oh, I'm sure it was when Melissa, like, she, maybe they were dating.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
No, but it was, like, a long time ago.
See, and that's what I find important about what they decide to do is the little prankster thing on Joe later. It's like, that was 20 years ago. Oh, my God, get over it.
Yeah.
Anyway, they finish lunch and they get on the tiki boat.
The shack. And it really is like a shack on water.
That looks so fun to me, not Becky.
Not that we wouldn't be on it and having a blast, but it was like hilarious looking.
It was like, yeah, it was sink or swim, it felt like. But it looks like I wouldn't care. Give me a cocktail.
I would too, but I'd be like, let me put on my life jacket first. Where's my life jacket?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it can you give me one of those life jackets with the cup holders in it?
Yeah.
I'll totally be fine. Yeah.
Okay, so.
And they haven't even left the dock before. Teresa wants to see Marge's new titties. If they keep saying titties for this entire episode, and I don't know if it's just an East Coast thing, but do you ever use the word titties?
No, but I don't like that word.
I don't either, but I don't think it's like, and I'm pretty, like, I'm not afraid to use curse words, but I don't like, show me your titties. It sounds so.
What would you say, boobs?
Yeah, show me your boobies.
Boobies?
Yeah, maybe boobies.
I would say boobs.
Show me your boobs.
Your boobs.
Your bahangas. I don't know, titties is just a weird word to me.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. So anyway, they're on the boat, and I don't know if it was Dolores or Margaret. One of them comes up with the worst fucking idea I've ever heard in my entire life.
To call Joe Gorga?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty mean.
It's so mean.
It's pretty mean, and, you know, he's like, I'm in the car with the kids. First they text him, and then he calls, and he's like, I'm in the car with the kids, but you can tell he's like, what's happening? And he's being cool, but you can tell he starts speaking in Italian, and
yeah,
the nose like, oh crap. And it, you know, it probably only goes on for like a minute or two, but can you imagine like I might have a heart attack and crash and, you know, half my family dies in that car crash.
Exactly. I don't know how any of this is funny or payback or anything. The whole entire idea just seemed to me like, did you guys take fucking ayahuasca? Because you're high. This is not anybody's idea of a good time. Not idea of a good prank. It's no idea of anything. And Teresa is fucking dead-eyed shark while she does this. Because it's like, oh, you've done this before.
Oh, yeah. Margaret says, like, talk about a pathological liar.
Wowzy, right? Am I right?
You're right. I mean, he is a good sport. They were just like, you know, and it probably didn't last long. And I think he was just a really good sport.
And the only way for real I can see this actually happening in real life is if Melissa texted Joe on the side and they didn't show us. Because I would never do that to my husband. That just is so fucking mean. Like, it's mean,
yeah,
and it's unnecessary. And it's like, if you want to punk him, tell him you lost all your money. Like, that's something, you know, that you can recover from or whatever, you know. But it's not like, oh my God, Melissa's pregnant with some other man's baby. It's like, no, that's not.
Right. Well,
I don't know. It seems so weird. It was weird. And you know what I loved more than anything? And this is why I think maybe Teresa or Melissa texted Joe, because once the prank is revealed, you've been punked.
Yeah.
Joe Gorga's reaction was, you guys are corny.
Yeah, right.
Corny?
Corny.
Like, really? That's the, of all the words.
Corny. No, you're right.
Like, do you know what that means? I mean, maybe not. Again, vocabulary not that great, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. But he did say in his confessional, like, if it had been anyone but my sister, but it's like my sister, you know? And he's just like, well.
Which also struck me as weird, because you're sister's been the one spreading lies about your wife for 10 fucking years, you know? Like,
right.
It's almost like I would rather he said if it was anyone but my sister, I would believe.
All I know is that if someone called me and told me that and I had it, for whatever reason, a small inkling to be like, okay, I got to go figure this out. I'd be on the phone with that person for 7 seconds and be like, well, okay, I got to go, and immediately call my husband.
Right.
Like, that'd be the first thing. I'd be like, what the hell am I, you know, is she talking about? What is this? Like,
explain this to me. Like, yeah.
I'm going to, like, you know, listen to some, you know, a second party. And
it just was weird. It was weird. And I felt like it was just
terrible. It was awful. And they shouldn't have done it. And
I agree. It was weird. And I don't know. I don't even really know how to feel about that whole thing. So we're going to fucking ignore it.
Yep.
And we're going to go back to the house. And I love though, like, we've been on trips together.
Yeah.
Where there's been day drinking and sun. And it's like, I'm fucking falling asleep right now. We all did. It was just like, yep. Listen, I've been day drinking and there's sun. Yep. And if you want to see me later today, I'm going to have to fall asleep right now. And they all totally crashed in the van, which I love.
Yep. So good. So they get back to the house. Melissa's trash. She pulls down Margaret's dress.
Oh, my God. She calls Teresa a hoe.
Yeah.
You used to be a good, respectable housewife. Now you're just a hoe.
Yeah. Yep. She's trashed. She's talking to Joe on the phone. She encourages him to invite Evan out for guys' night. Okay, so this is where Dolores and Jen chat.
Yeah, this was weird. Okay.
So weird.
Before we even get into it, that opening shot of Dolores, she's a fucking goddess. Like, did you see that pic? She was so gorgeous. On the bed?
Yeah.
I was dying.
You were?
I was dying.
Jen is just like, holy crap. Like, you know, in her little tie-dye.
I know. And it wasn't even then when they come in on that opening shot. It's not like you could even see her stomach or anything. She just looked so pretty. She's just like a glamour shot.
She is pretty.
She is very pretty. But so Troublemaker goes in to talk to Dolores.
Well, it's crazy because first she's like, I'm excited about the breakthrough with Melissa. So she's like happy that her and Melissa are on better terms. But then she's like, but let me ruin that. Well, at first, Dolores is like, that's what adults do. You bury the hatchet and you move on.
Mm-hmm. Try to be an adult, you fucking stupid child.
So Jen mentions that a realtor at Evan's and Jackie's party that...
The realtor that called up, it's Teresa's realtor.
Okay. Well, apparently...
Who called earlier.
Joe Gorga owes the realtor's husband tens of thousands of dollars from a motivational speaking event.
Okay, let's there's so much to dissect right here. A, Joe Gorga's doing motivational events. Okay, we'll let that go. How much money is he making that your opener is getting tens of thousands of dollars?
Yeah.
Like, it's...
That's what I understand what he owed it for. From what I was, this is what I thought was happening. The realtor's husband is a motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, because Joe put out that book, I'm wondering if he let Joe come in. It was like a plug for Joe's book. Like,
that's right.
Joe, so it's like, yeah, like you buy commercial space or airtime for a commercial. It's that kind of thing. Yes, I'll let you come on stage. I'll introduce you. We'll talk. I'll plug your book. You pay me, you know, $15,000 or whatever it is.
Oh my God, Becky, I totally forgot about the book. I forgot about all that. I'm going to go back and rewatch now and figure it out or do a little research.
Well, I'm wondering if it's on those lines, but it's not like, I mean, that has to do with their agents and stuff. That doesn't even have to do with Joe, like, writing or not writing a personal check.
again, that's my thing where I'm going to. It's like, I don't know who started what and who was speaking at whoever's motivational, whatever it happened to be. But I still don't think that. And to be fair, she didn't say, she said tens of thousands of dollars at the end of the episode. She didn't tell Dolores how much she owed her in this conversation. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anyone, if you're like the guest speaker and signed a 3-month fucking tour, that's when you get tens of thousands of dollars. Like the idea that somebody introduces you and you speak and you owe that person tens of thousands of dollars for like your 15-second conversation. I don't know. It all just, it seems like a bunch of fucking bullshit. And it also seems like they brought in this realtor to stir shit up, which is good. I'm all for stirring up shit. Like I want to watch these ladies go at it, but not.
Yeah.
Not in like a, you know, fucking Danielle way.
No, it doesn't really make sense.
Also, did you notice that Dolores is like, if someone said that about Frank Catania,
not David. But you know what else? She was like, yeah, I would want to know. Like, you have to tell her, but tell her directly. But the other thing was, do you remember that Frank lost his license to practice law? And Dolores, like, she found out through the grapevine, like, they lived together.
Oh, my God. And
he didn't think to tell her.
I was only more surprised by the fact that he was a fucking lawyer. Like, for real.
No, totally.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. The best part, guys' night. Guys.
Oh, my God. No, wait.
What?
I have to, wait, Sorry, I'm looking at my notes and I'm, okay, no, you're right. So we're back at guys' night. I apologize. You're right. Back at guys' night and they're at Joey Gorga's for dinner and, like, expensive dinner and poker.
Expensive dinner.
Or expensive poker. I apologize. Like, for a friendly poker game, you ante in at $200? Like, really?
Cash there. There was no cash there. Do you think they're really putting money in?
Yeah, when we played poker, that's what you do. You give somebody your cash, you buy the chips, and...
Okay, but you're right. Cash. You're right. Well, what I want to know is who ordered the sushi and veggie trays?
Probably... Joe Gorga.
You think he ordered him, or do you think Melissa, like...
No, I think that he did his best, because if you look at it, it's just like 800 trays of California roll. That's all it is. And also, I have to bring this up, because the girls ordered sushi in that night, and there's a big fucking problem I have with that we'll get to later. Okay. We'll get to later when we get to it. But yeah, no. So yeah, they're eating sushi.
And that wasabi.
Oh, my God.
See the big, I can't imagine eating that much wasabi.
See how big it was?
Yeah.
I can't. Well, and I'm not, like, when I serve sushi, I don't put it in any kind of, I don't do it in soy sauce. I never use the little dish they give you to mix the stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm totally a purist. Like, that's right. I serve sushi, that's how I'm going to eat it.
Okay.
But I do have two things to say about wasabi. One is that my brother-in-law, a different brother-in-law than the one I spoke about earlier with the tie-dye, we all went to sushi, and this is probably like 25 years ago, and the poor son of a bitch somehow got wasabi in his eye. At dinner. And I swear to God, I looked over, and like his eyeball had popped out of its socket and was hanging on his cheek. Like, it was like, oh my God, he was in so much pain. So be careful with wasabi in your eyeballs.
Oh my
and
God.
And then also, if any of us watched Jackass, because I'm a big fan of Jackass.
Not about that. That's an oldie.
Yeah. When I think it was Steve-O, snorts a thing of wasabi.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't even imagine. I'm going to have to look it up though. I'm tempted to see how big of a piece of wasabi I can put in my mouth without.
All I know is that after that episode, Dave and I are both like, God damn it, why did we move to fucking Nashville where there's no good sushi?
I know, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Joe tells the guys about being punked, and then he's like, haha, you guys should have known better. No woman's ever going to cheat on this guy. It's like, okay, there's the Joe Gorga we all know and love.
Yes, I want to hear that all day, every day.
Yes, yes. So Margaret's Joe says, I mean, even I heard the rumor about Evan.
And that, yeah, he's there's a little shit.
I know, because they're like, you know, is it Frank's like, what is the rumor that's going around? Because, you know.
Yeah, I love Frank for saying that. Like, what the fuck is, like, let's get down to the dirty details. What the hell is happening?
It was that he was with men.
Remember I said that in the first? I was like.
And you were wondering.
That's yeah.
You thought was a little. So, yeah, we need to know some kind of information. And Margaret's Joe is basically like, I heard he has a girlfriend. Like, it's a girlfriend. And then Frank kind of is like asking everyone to vote, like, who thinks he's faithful? And no one really thinks it's necessarily true, although they acknowledge anything's possible.
Yeah, which is fair. But yeah. Let's also go back to, can we go back real quick where Frank just is like, hey, you guys, any of your wives want to bring chicks back into the bedroom with this during the marriage? And it's like, what the fuck? Where did that come from? How? Oh, my God. I have so many close girlfriends. And it's like, is that the difference between men and women's? Like I can't even imagine going, so, ladies, how many of y'all shove like a volleyball up your vagina? Like, that's what it's the same to me. It's just like, what? Where, you, really? You're okay with just asking that of all these married men? It was so weird to me.
It is so weird. Oh yeah. My gosh. Those guys.
Anyway, I don't know.
Jason saw that part of it. And he's like, I could watch a show of these guys. Like, this is where the entertainment is.
Because they're fun. Like, I love that Joe, at the very end of the night, Joe literally shoves a goddamn worm down Frank Catania's throat.
No, that's true.
And they're all laughing. They all look like they're having so much fun, which I appreciate.
They do.
All right. Back in St. George, they're getting ready for dinner.
Yes.
And a guy arrives. Did you see how many bags of fucking food that guy came to the door with?
Right. They just ordered
it's like
what they wanted.
When I order from Instacart, because I'm paranoid to go shopping with coronavirus, it looked like the amount of Kroger groceries they set on my front porch.
For the week.
Yeah, for the week. But anyway, going back to my thing, here's the thing that pissed me off.
What?
Lexi opens up the very first thing, and she's like, this is the pad thai. And I just immediately, it's a bugaboo, Becky. It's a big thing for what, me.
A pad thai at a sushi place?
Pad Thai is Thai. A totally different country than Japan. It's not Japanese food. I have a hard time, and I see it out here all the time in Tennessee, and it makes me fucking nuts. Japanese, Chinese. It's like, no! The countries are totally different countries. You can't just throw shit in because you don't know the difference.
I was going to say, when you brought up there being no good sushi here in Nashville, I was like, well, here in East Nashville, there's two new sushi restaurants opening. And one of them is called Thai Sushi.
Oh, my God. I can't. I gotta be, I'm a fucking snob. I apologize 100%, but I'm from Los Angeles where I lived on Ventura Boulevard, where there are literally more sushi bars per capita than there are in Tokyo.
Right.
So, like, I, you know, like, and then it just made me so upset when they ordered, and I saw those bags, like, oh my God, what's in those bags? There's gotta be some, like, tuna neck. There's gotta be some, like, squid. There's gotta be, like, all the shit I love.
Right.
And no, it's pad thai.
Well, the other one is, like, a Japanese sushi restaurant that's going to be opening up. So we'll go there.
Okay. We'll get our shots and go there. All right. Yep. All right. So you continue because I'm on a rant. So I'm just going to keep talking unless you push this.
Okay. So Margaret and Melissa called Jackie. Basically she's like, look, Evan's very pissed and he's hurt. He's, you know, it's hurting his reputation. And so Jackie tells them that she and Evan need Teresa to call Evan and make things right. But Jackie is not going to say she's sorry about the
Analogia.
Yeah. Analogia. All right. So they all sit down to dinner. They tell Margaret and Melissa tell Teresa that Evan's very upset, that he's worried about his business. I don't even know what business he's in.
But I don't either. But also, I think it's kind of weird that she wants Teresa to apologize to her husband. Like, I don't know that like, I'd want
to apologize. I think it's just like go on camera and say, I think it's more of like go on camera and say, like, I don't know where this, like,
this is true.
It's just,
but I don't know that I'd ever ask one of my girlfriends to call my husband. If one of my girlfriends did something shitty regarding my husband.
Yeah.
Like, Dave's the last thing you're going to have to worry about. Like, you're going to.
Yeah, no, I get it.
They come through me because I'm fucking, like,
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I get it, too. It's not really appropriate.
I thought it was weird.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't be having her call, especially knowing that she's like, I mean, he's my type.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah.
I know. The whole situation is a little mondo bizarro for sure. Yeah.
No, totally. Teresa's like, she's so put out by this. She's like, I've never experienced this in my life. When someone said that about Joe, I didn't care because I was secure in my marriage.
Cut to
Margaret.
Margaret. I love Margaret. No, FYI, Joe was cheating on her and she was not calm about it. Cut to footage of Teresa never being calm about anything.
I know, right? And she, this is what I love that she said, but it's pointless to point out all the ways Teresa doesn't make sense.
I know. And I love Margaret so much.
I could, that's the reason I couldn't stand to be around Teresa, because I can't stand like people to contradict themselves and just not make sense. Like,
And then refuse to acknowledge.
I would seriously be choking her at this point.
I know.
And this is where Teresa says, I swear to God, I'm going to blow my casket.
Okay. Come on.
And then she's like, you know what? When she apologizes to my daughter, I'll talk to her husband. And Dolores is like, I'm sure she'll do that. Why wouldn't she do that? And Melissa's like, absolutely not. And Melissa's like, listen, Teresa, you were 100% wrong for saying it at the party instead of telling her. And this is when Teresa's like, screw you guys. I'm so over this, and walks away.
She does like my favorite thing that I love to do. She's like, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. And fuck you. You're not cool. Fuck you. Like, she totally does the whole thing. Yeah. And then they have to have an intervention with her to get her to come back and have a fucking glass of wine. Well, come on.
Melissa's the first one to go in there. And she's just like, get out. Shut up. And she's like, five yous against me.
Five yous.
Five yous against
me. I wouldn't have five yous against anyone.
And then Dolores is like, oh, hell no. I don't know what's mad at me. I didn't do nothing. I'm gonna go talk to her. Oh, hell no. And Dolores is like, Teresa, why am I an asshole?
You know what? God bless Dolores too, because she's like, look, bitch, I got your back all the time. You did the fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and you included me.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Kiss my newly lifted ass.
That's right. And then Teresa's like, I'm sick and tired of this. She's making us fight. And I'm like, oh my God,
I know.
So stupid.
Half of me though, like literally 100% wants to be that fucking dumb. So I don't have to acknowledge. Right?
It does make it seem like life is easier. Although you might end up in prison.
I for sure would end up in prison. Like that's a given. Because I'm not that stupid, I've ended up out of prison. But yeah, take that away. Probably would be in prison. But no, I just wish I was so blissfully ignorant. I just wish that I could go there. And like, I can't. That's why we're leaving this goddamn country. But anyway, go ahead.
So they all put on their cute matching sweatshirts and go out for s'mores.
I hate s'mores. Who fucking likes s'mores?
You know, I don't like them either, but you know what I do like?
Huh?
A toasted marshmallow.
I actually haven't had one in a long time, so I can't speak to it. Marshmallows on the whole kind of freak me out as a food.
Because they're made from...
I don't know. And listen, I'm not being snobbish about this. Like, I put all kinds of weird shit in my body. It's not like I'm getting all angry against the marshmallow, but it's kind of weird. It's a cotton candy to me. Like, a weird...
cotton candy, and I like a marshmallow, and I love a toasted marshmallow, but I don't want a graham cracker, and I'm not that into, like, just milk chocolate.
I would eat the milk chocolate.
Yeah.
I think we could both do without the graham cracker.
Oh my God. She can't even speak. She can't. And no one can start a fire. Could you start a fire?
In a fucking heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
Right. Even if.
Yes.
Even if I had never started a fire, I feel like I could start a fire. There's kindling. There's like wood. You just kind of.
There's a whole like level. You get your. Yeah, exactly. Your kindling, your light thing. Also, my dad was a fireman. So like I've been blessed with the fire gene. Like I can start the fuck out of it. You want a campfire? You call Raquel Bongiovanni. I do a damn hit.
Okay, so they hear something in the woods, Raquel.
Oh God, here we go, Becky. Just go. I don't know what to say.
And what does Lexi say?
Okay, let's just start with me apologizing to Becky Carmore for not believing her when she said that Lexi was British.
I was like,
because I said she's the most.
I question my accent because Jason and I guess Raquel give me a hard time as if I don't know what I'm talking about or I don't know my accents.
And mostly she doesn't. But in this particular case, Jason, Becky's husband, and I, her podcast partner and friend, both were just like, how do you hear British? You're fucking crazy. That's the biggest Joisy accent I've ever heard. And this has been going on forever, you guys, like behind the scenes. When we make fun of each other, like it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My chagrin, much, much to my chagrin, as I'm watching this particular episode, I hear Lexi, who I'm convinced is a Jersey-born, Jersey Shore girl, say, "We don't have animals in England, except for a badger," which she says with a fucking Jersey accent.
I thought that was her English accent.
It was not. And then Melissa tries to make fun of her going, "A badger." And it's like, a badger. You both just said it the exact same way. Like, I don't know what you think is English.
Melissa did a British accent.
Badger.
I guess
at any rate,
accent school too.
I was so distraught by the fact that I was so wrong about Lexi's accent that I stopped recording, called Becky wherever she was, and just was like,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're right. I'm wrong.
Yeah, the whole thing. I had to do like the apology tour where I was just like, Jesus Christ, I don't know how I could have been this wrong. I was that wrong.
I've never been this wrong before in my life.
I know.
But
I have, and actually I probably haven't. Well, probably have.
But it's when you went up.
But no, I was so upset. And when she said that, I was like shocked to the core. I was just like, she is British. That fucking Jersey cunt. Why is she British? That's a little extreme. I apologize.
Oh, that's really extreme. We still love her. Do you still love her or are you kind of...
Oh my God, I adore her. We're going to dedicate this episode to her. The title of this episode will be dedicated to fucking British Lexi.
British Lexi.
Mm-hmm. That'll be the title of this episode, you guys. Anyway, they all run back into the house because there's not really a bear. They're just city girls and don't know what the outdoor sounds like. So we end there. And then I guess we'll see what's going on next week. I didn't see what the preview is, but I'll check them out. I'm drunk.
Yeah, I probably saw them. I'm just like, it's the end of the weekend, and it was a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend. Finally, the weather's warming out.
Oh my God, it was so, I like read outside for 2 hours today.
Did?
Glorious, yes.
That is so nice. That's so nice.
To get some sun, because this is the one time of year where It's sunny and pretty. There are no bugs.
Yes, the bugs haven't started. Yes.
So it was nice.
I'm going to hook you up
with anyway,
the guy when they start.
That was the end of the show. I don't know if we came to that. Again, I'm a little drunk. I've got to eat. He's making us burgers.
All right.
So we are Becky and Raquel. Subscribe, rate, and review.
Yeah, do it all. Housewives on Housewives, wherever you podcast, and we're on Instagram. We were on Twitter last year, and we got kicked off. We obviously don't know how to use it. I don't know why we got kicked off.
Like, yeah, I have no idea. We are so bad, you guys. Like, we don't know social media. All we are is on all the places where you get podcasts and Instagram.
That's right.
Becky's going to put up, I'm going to send Becky my latest favorite picture of me in black and white where I kind of look like Gloria Steinem. And then she can post hers. You'll have to edit it together so that it's you and I now, so people know what we look like. And put it on Instagram. Fuck's sake, help me.
I can do that. All right.
My God, I have a meeting at 7:30 tomorrow.
I'm going to let Raquel go so she can go eat her din-din.
I got to eat my dinner. All right, you guys, thank you for listening. Sorry this was the sloppy junky episode, but I don't know.
I love it. I'm here.
You are.
All right. You guys have a great week.
Have a wonderful week. Get vaccinated if you can, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Bye.
Bye.